On this week's Trivia Night, the sun might be setting in the early afternoon, but we've been up all night to bring you 15 fall-flavored questions about all things orange. Fall is here, and hear the L, Trivia Heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. From Tangelo to Vermilion, Terracotta to Mango Tango, and all shades in between, any topic you need, we have got you covered. Each week, well, this week at least, we sprinkle pumpkin spice on every question we've got to bring you the most comforting seasonal trivia around. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, birthplace of legendary daytime talk show, The Phil Donahue Show. We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. Play along and watch as year after year they quote-unquote improve more and more unique foods by adding cinnamon and clove and slapping a pumpkin on the box. You'll be spicing up more than just your lattes playing along with Trivia Night. On this week's episode, September 23rd signals the autumn equinox this year, and you know what that means. The sun is finally crossing the celestial equator to mark the beginning of the astronomical autumn in the northern hemisphere. Sorry, Australia. You're starting spring, so no sweater weather for you. We're ringing in the era of 4 p.m. sunsets with a colorful fall trivia salute to fall's favorite color, orange. From Orange County to the East Coast, and an orange crush to an orange sky, we're squeezing every last bit of trivia juice from this colorful fruit whose name I just can't remember. Ugh, this would be such a perfect analogy for this topic. You know what fruit I'm talking about. So sit back, relax, pull on your favorite cable-knit sweat cantaloupe. Duh, it's the most obvious fruit that comes to mind when you think of the color orange. Anyway, put on your favorite cable-knit sweater and get ready to spice up your life with orange trivia on Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPer. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game just like this, check out CrowdPer.com after the episode. Orange, you ready for some trivia ground rules real quick? I've got 15 questions in a variety of formats, some multiple choice questions, some type-in text questions without answer options, and some drag-and-drop order questions, where you just have to put answers in the correct order. And if you'd like to see for yourself the awesome features included with all of our trivia games, features like videos, GIFs, fun facts, and more, just go to trivianight.live/P5MPL. That's trivianight.live/P5MPL. to play along to this game on any device, right from CrowdPer. You can also find a link to this game in the episode description. Time to kick some tires and light some fires, because we're smashing more pumpkin-colored trivia than Billy Corgan could ever dream of. Let's play! All right, let's get ready to spice up your life with Orange is the New Trivia on Trivia Night. Kicking it off with question one. Which Hollywood frat packer plays an oafish stoner named Lance in the 2002 comedy Orange County? Is it A, Will Ferrell, B, Vince Vaughn, C, Ben Stiller, or D, Jack Black? A, Will Ferrell, B, Vince Vaughn, C, Ben Stiller, or D, Jack Black? Which of these frat packers played a stoner named Lance in the 2002 comedy Orange County? You know this. The correct answer is D. It's Jack Black. He continued his streak of lovable goofballs in the early 2000s as the dim-witted but big-hearted Lance in 2002's Orange County. Started off a string of collaborations with Mike White, I believe. Maybe not a string, but they did do School of Rock together, which is also a great movie. Moving on to question two. Keeping it in the OC, What band hits the high notes on California? Theme song for primetime teen melodrama The O.C. Is it A, Hawthorne Heights, B, Phantom Planet, C, Rooney, or D, OK Go? A, Hawthorne Heights, B, Phantom Planet, C, Rooney, or D, OK Go? Which of these bands is living in the sun, driving down the 101? Can't remember all the words. Who sings California? The correct answer is B, Phantom Planet. Before they scored the opening credits for four seasons on The O.C., California debuted in an episode of the short-lived Fast and Furious wannabe series Fastlane, which I believe I watched all, seven, eight episodes of that. It had Bill Bellamy from MTV and Tiffany Amber Thiessen. I can't remember the other dude's name. He was in the Twilight movies, but not Robert Pattinson, the other guy. Peter Scolari? No. Peter Capaldi? Nope. It was a Peter. Can't remember his name. Anyway, moving on to question three. Which of these Major League Baseball teams does not feature the color orange on their uniforms? Is it A, San Francisco Giants, B, Detroit Tigers, C, Arizona Diamondbacks, or D, Baltimore Orioles? A, San Francisco Giants, B, Detroit Tigers, C, Arizona Diamondbacks, or D, Baltimore Orioles? Which of these MLB teams does not have orange on their uniforms? And the correct answer is C, the Arizona Diamondbacks. They do not feature any orange on their uniforms. Their official colors are Sedona Red, Sonoran Sand, Black, Teal, and White. Moving on to question four. What country singer landed his first hit on the Billboard Hot 100 in 2022 with Something in the Orange? Is it A, Zach Bryan, B, Morgan Wallen, C, Luke Combs, or D, Chris Stapleton? A, Zach Bryan, B, Morgan Wallen, C, Luke Combs, or D, Chris Stapleton? Which of these guys landed his biggest hit in his career at the time with Something in the Orange? The correct answer is A, Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan's Something in the Orange topped both the hot country and hot rock and alternative songs for Billboard in 2022. I could not even imagine one song topping the country and alternative charts. That's just insane. Good on you, Zach Bryan. Good on you. Moving on to question five. Which East Coast U.S. University's athletics teams are known as the Orange? Is it A, Rutgers, B, Virginia Tech, C, Syracuse, or D, Princeton? A, Rutgers, B, Virginia Tech, C, Syracuse, or D, Princeton? Which of these East Coast University's athletic teams are known as the Orange? The correct answer is C, Syracuse. The Syracuse Orange. Otto the Orange is their mascot now. Moving on to question six. What shade of orange colors San Francisco's iconic Golden Gate Bridge? Is it A, metallic orange, B, Spanish orange, C, international orange, or D, alloy orange? A, metallic orange, B, Spanish orange, C, international orange, or D, alloy orange? Which of these is the color of the Golden Gate Bridge? The correct color is C, international orange, which is also used by NASA and the aeronautics industry. Now, the Golden Gate Bridge is not painted all at once, but they paint it continuously, and it takes a crew of 33 painters an average of 3 years to put that international orange on the Golden Gate Bridge from one end to the other. Just, can you imagine? You're up there painting, you get from one end to the next, took you 3 years. Guess what? Time to go back to the beginning. I guess that's pretty much just a metaphor for life. Moving on to question seven. Who nabbed his only career Golden Globe nomination as sadistic teen Alex DeLarge in 1971's A Clockwork Orange? Is it A, Terrence Stamp, B, Malcolm McDowell, C, Ian McKellen, or D, Tom Wilkinson? A, Terrence Stamp, B, Malcolm McDowell, C, Ian McKellen, or D, Tom Wilkinson? Which of these guys played Alex in A Clockwork Orange? That's what I'm asking right now. The correct answer is B. It's Malcolm McDowell. He has had a long career and he has pretty much been completely ignored by the Academy Awards. Actually, not pretty much. He has in fact been completely ignored by the Academy Awards, but he did get a Golden Globe nomination, his only one, as Alex DeLarge in 1971's A Clockwork Orange. Question 8. Which member of hip-hop collective Odd Future released the solo album Channel Orange in 2012? Is it A, Frank Ocean, B, Tyler the Creator, C, Earl Sweatshirt, or D, Travis Taco Bennett? A, Frank Ocean, B, Tyler the Creator, C, Earl Sweatshirt, or D, Travis Taco Bennett? Which of these guys from Odd Future, Wolfgang Kill 'Em All, released Channel Orange in 2012? The correct answer is A. It's Frank Ocean. He tapped his fellow Odd Future members Earl Sweatshirt and Tyler the Creator to help him on Channel Orange, which was named the Best Urban Contemporary Album at the 2013 Grammys. Congratulations, Frank Ocean. You did it. All right, question 9 is a type to text. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're just going to have to dig deep, deep down into that basket of apples that you've spent all day picking off the trees to find the answer to this one. So here we go with a type to text question 9. What colorfully titled album by rock group REM features the hit single Orange Crush? Again, your question is, what colorfully titled album by rock group REM features the hit single Orange Crush? Looking for the name of the REM album, which is Colorful, that features the colorful song Orange Crush. And the correct answer is Green. 1988's Green features Orange Crush. Now that song Orange Crush won the very first ever MTV Video Music Award for Best Postmodern Video, which was renamed into the Best Alternative Video 2 years later. I wonder if that Zach Bryan song is going to be eligible for Best Alternative Video. Maybe it's going to go in Best Country and Best Alternative. Let's keep things going with the rock and roll side of things with question 10. What folk singer-songwriter released the omnipresent 2002 ballad Orange Sky? Is it A, Damien Rice, B, Alexi Murdoch, C, Jose Gonzalez, or D, Ray LaMontagne? A, Damien Rice, B, Alexi Murdoch, C, Jose Gonzalez, or D, Ray LaMontagne? Which of these singer-songwriters had a dream? He stood beneath an orange sky. That song was everywhere. Which guy sang this song? The correct answer is B, Alexi Murdoch. That song, Orange Sky, was inescapable in the early 2000s. It appeared in Garden State, Dawson's Creek, The O.C., Prison Break, House, and Ugly Betty, and that's just to name a few. It was featured in so many things. I had a dream. I moved on to the next question. But before we order up a round of orange whips for me and the fellas with the final 5 questions of Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and you want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdpur.com, which makes all of this trivia action happen. You can pick from our library of over 1,400 completely original trivia games, or you can write your own. You can add fun answer images, supplemental videos and GIFs, and detailed question notes. Share the link to your game with your crowd and host live in person or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. And we're back, ready to close out Orange is the New Trivia on Trivia Night. Question 11. What fictional prison stands in for the real-life Danbury Penitentiary in the hit Netflix series Orange is the New Black? Is it A, Highgate, B, Overlook, C, Wakefield, or D, Litchfield? A, Highgate, B, Overlook, C, Wakefield, or D, Litchfield? Which of these is the fake prison from Orange is the New Black that stands in for the real-life Danbury prison? The correct answer is D. It's Litchfield. The fake Litchfield Correctional Facility stands in for the real FCI Danbury, where Orange is the New Black, My Year in a Women's Prison author Piper Kerman spent 13 months for felonious money laundering between 2004 and 2005. I guess Danbury didn't want them using the real name in the show. People might get the wrong impression of prison. Moving on to question 12. What European nation has been ruled by the House of Orange-Nassau since 1544? Is it A, Belgium, B, Amsterdam, C, Finland, or D, the Netherlands? A, Belgium, B, Amsterdam, C, Finland, or D, the Netherlands? Which of these nations has been ruled by the House of Orange-Nassau since 1544? The correct answer is D, the Netherlands. The national color of the Netherlands is orange, and that makes a whole lot of sense, seeing as they have been ruled by the House of Orange-Nassau since the mid-16th century. World Cup fans out there should know they're always wearing those bright orange uniforms. They always look so great. Way to go, Netherlands. Moving on to question 13. Who is the longest tenured cast member on the long-running Bravo reality series The Real Housewives of Orange County? Is it A, Vicki Gunvalson, B, Gretchen Rossi, C, Tamara Judge, or D, Heather Dubrow? A, Vicki Gunvalson, B, Gretchen Rossi, C, Tamara Judge, or D, Heather Dubrow? Which of these Real Housewives has been on The Real Housewives of Orange County the longest? The correct answer is A, it's Miss Vicki Gunvalson. She was in 13 seasons, the first 13 seasons of Real Housewives of Orange County. She was one of the OG housewives. Vicki Gunvalson. Positive that John Early based the character Vicki with a V on Vicki Gunvalson. You'll never be able to convince me otherwise. Moving on to question 14. What shade is located midway between orange and yellow on a standard color wheel? Is it A, gamboge, B, amber, C, vermilion, or D, burnt umber? A, gamboge, B, amber, C, vermilion, or D, burnt umber? Which one of these shades appears right in between orange and yellow on a standard color wheel? The correct answer is B, it's amber. Yeah, gamboge is more of a yellow, and vermilion and burnt umber are closer to the red side of things, but amber is right between orange and yellow on a color wheel. And here's a little fun fact for you. The quote-unquote yellow light on a traffic signal is actually amber. It has been standardized across the automotive industry, actually, that color, amber. Now, I don't want to interrupt all you druids and pagans celebrating your equinox festivals out there. I bet Stonehenge is bustling this week. But we have come to the last question of the game. I'm not going to vamp too much here because I got to get this question out before the sun sets in the early afternoon for the next few months. It's time to let the darkness imprison me with question 15. Whose presidential library and museum is located in the city of Yorba Linda in Orange County, California? Is it A, Ronald Reagan, B, Gerald Ford, C, Franklin D. Roosevelt, or D, Richard Nixon? A, Ronald Reagan, B, Gerald Ford, C, Franklin D. Roosevelt, or D, Richard Nixon? Which of these presidential libraries and museums is located in Orange County, California? The correct answer is D. It's Richard Milhouse Nixon. The Nixon Library and Museum is built on land that was owned by the president's family for years. In fact, Richard Nixon was born on that property. So it not only houses his library and burial site, but it's also where he was born. Richard Nixon, loving Yorba Linda from the cradle to the grave. Well, Orange Whip, three Orange Whips. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. A 5-star review really helps with podcast visibility. So squeeze that positive juice from that fruit I was talking about earlier. Ugh, what's the name of that orange fruit that's famous for juice? Oh, this is embarrassing. Spotify listeners, we've got some polls. We've got questions for you to answer. Pumpkin spice your win on social media. You can tag and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you will find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And if you have a topic for a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot us a DM on social media because we would love to hear from you. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.